بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم نحمده و نصلی علی رسول الکریم اما بعد الحمدللہ today is the 19th glorious day of the holy month of Ramadan and we moved on to verse 65 of Surah Nisa so inshallah today going through up to and including verse 68 So verse 65, أَوْذِبَ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ But know, by the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, they can have no iman until they make you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, judge in all disputes between them and then find in their souls no resistance against your decisions but accept them with the fullest conviction. Subhanallah. So in this glorious verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you do not have iman until you are completely satisfied with whatever the messenger gives you. And you don't find anything of that into your heart. You don't, you know, even if it's for you or against you, you accept it. Otherwise, the Quran says, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ By the Lord, you have no faith. So now, what was the reason for the revelation of this verse? So there's four reports. The first is recorded in Sahih Bukhari number 2359, Sahih Muslim number 2357, Abu Dawood number 363, Tirmidhi number 3038, Ahmad in his Musnad number 1419. Urwa ibn Zubair radiallahu anhu, he said, A man from amongst the Ansar argued with Zubair radiallahu anhu about the channel from Al-Harra, which used to irrigate the date palms. So stop in the report. So Zubair, one of the ten promised paradise, radiallahu anhu, he had an orchard. A man from amongst the Ansar, notice the wording, amongst the Ansar, not from them. They were arguing over the flow of water. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he thereupon said, Let the water flow, O Zubair. And he commanded him to be reasonable, though he had more right to it. Then he said, Let it go to your neighbor. So simply put, Zubair had more right to the water, the natural flowing water. But Rasulullah in his kindness, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told Zubair radiallahu, he said, Give the water. In other words, show kindness to your brother. The Ansari, he said, Is this because he is your cousin? So, was Zubair the cousin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And the answer is yes. Zubair's mother, Safiya radiallahu anha, was Rasulullah's dad's sister. So they were first cousins. So the man from the Ansar, he thought, oh, the Prophet has been unfair to him because he's chose his cousin over himself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's face changed color. Meaning he got angry. And he then said, O Zubair, radiallahu, irrigate your land and stop the water until it reaches the walls between the pits around the trees. Thus he gave Zubair his full right, as opposed to telling him to compromise with his neighbor as he did at first. Zubair then said, radiallahu, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this verse was revealed concerning this. Ayah verse 65. But in another report, he said, I think that this verse was revealed concerning this. So simply put, an argument broke out. They brought the matter to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet in his kindness tried to show some sort of leniency towards the Ansar. But he misunderstood. He actually thought the Prophet is favoring his cousin. And then the Prophet goes, take your full right, O Zubair. And then Zubair said, this verse was revealed. Now, what's this verse? How is it related to this incident? What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? You can have no iman until you are happy with Rasulullah's judgment. So this is the first report. And that's recorded in Bukhari and Muslim. The second reason that this verse was revealed, and this is recorded in Tabarani from Mujahid 8-523. So Mujahid, he said, this verse was revealed concerning the Munafiq and the Jew, about whom verse 60 was revealed. So let's go back to verse 60. We've already mentioned that verse 60 was revealed due to the people going to the soothsayer who embraced Islam. The Jews would go to him and the so-called Muslims. But Allah Ta'ala then said, do you turn to the Tawhut? So Mujahid said that this verse was revealed with regards to that incident. It was a continuation. So what Mujahid was simply saying is that these verses were all revealed because of that incident. So this is the second reason that this verse was revealed. A third, Ishaq ibn Rahway in his tafsir and Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani states Sahih in Fath al-Bari, Imam Sha'bi rahmatullah alayhi said, there was a dispute between a man from amongst the Jews and a man from amongst the hypocrites. The Jew called on the hypocrite to go to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because he knew he would not accept bribes. And the hypocrite called on the Jew to go to a Jewish church because he knew he would accept a bribe. Thus Allah the Almighty revealed these verses, including this verse, i.e. verse 65. So look how tragic. The so-called Muslim, he wanted to go to the Jew because he knew he could bribe him. He knew he was wrong. And the so-called Jew, instead of going to his own authorities, he goes, let's go to Muhammad, because he knew he wouldn't be bribed. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse. This is the third reason for the revelation of this verse. A fourth. The fourth is recorded by Hafiz ibn Kathir in his Tafsir, volume 2, page 506 of the New English Translation. And also Ad-Dur al-Mantur 2-22. Damra, he relates, two men took their dispute to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave a judgment to the benefit of whoever amongst them was right. So two men came, the Prophet judged who was right sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who lost the dispute, he said, I don't agree. The other person asked him, what do you want to do now then? He goes, let's go to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu. Thus they went to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, and the person who won the dispute said, we went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without dispute. He issued a decision in my favor. Abu Bakr then said, then the decision is what Rasulullah issued. Why have you come to me? The person who lost the dispute still rejected the decision. Because let's go to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. When they went to Umar radiallahu anhu, the person who won the dispute said, we took our dispute to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He decided in my favor, but this man refused to submit to the decision. Umar radiallahu anhu then asked the second man, did that really happen? He goes, yes. He goes, wait. Umar radiallahu anhu went to his house. He emerged from it holding aloft his sword. He struck the head of the man who rejected the Prophet's decision and killed him. Thereupon Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse, Ayah verse 65. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ No, by your Lord they have no iman. Now this narration has some weakness in it, but it confirms that it was an incident that took place. Now what's interesting, Abu Bakr's softness. Why didn't he get the sword and kill the man? He goes, if the Prophet made that decision, then why you come to me for? The Prophet does say, khalas. The man didn't get the message. He went then to Umar. Umar goes, you wait here. I'll be back in a bit. So this was the fourth reason that this verse was revealed. So now, is there a contradiction? A person goes, was this verse revealed for Zubair and the person arguing with him about the water, his neighbor? Or is it to do with the soothsayer? Or is it to do with Umar? So what's happening? So Hafiz ibn Jadir rahmatullah alayh, he explained. And this is in Tafsir Tabari 8-524. He said, the second view was more likely to be correct. What's the second view? The soothsayer. Then he explained, there is no evidence of discontinuity as these verses, verse 60 to 5, follow on from one another. So long as there is no indication of discontinuity, it is more sound to suggest that they are indeed speaking of the same thing. So Hafiz ibn Jarir said, the Quran is a complete whole. If you say this verse was revealed for Zubair, it's broken. The sequence is broken. But if you say it was revealed because of the soothsayer, the verses flow. Therefore, the verses have to be with regards to the soothsayer. Otherwise, you've broken the flow of the verses. Then Imam Tabari said, rahmatullah alayh, however, it is not impossible that this verse may have been revealed concerning the two people who referred to Tawhut for judgment. But It also explains the issue concerning Zubair and his opponent amongst the Ansar, referred for judgment. Because the verse indicates that, and because that is not impossible, it is more appropriate for them to be connected to one another, so long as the meaning flows in a coherent manner. So Ibn Jarir said, the verse was revealed about the Taghut, but it also helps to explain Zubair's scenario. And what's interesting, what did Zubair say at the end of the hadith? I think it was revealed concerning me. He wasn't certain. So therefore, there's the proof that there was some doubt on the part of Zubair radiallahu anhu. Then Ibn Hajar Asqalani, he said, rahmatullahi alayhi, in Fath al-Bari 5-37, the more correct view is that which is reported by the majority, and that Zubair was not certain about it being revealed for him radiallahu anhu. Then Ibn Hajar said, in Fath al-Bari 5-38, that Tabari thought more likely to be correct that the reason for the revelation of these verses was all the same. They all refer to one thing. There is no reason why the story of Zubair radiallahu anhu and his opponent should not have taken place at the same time and not be covered by the general meaning of the verse. So Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani said, another possibility is the verse was revealed about the Sudseh, but very short time or almost the same time period the incident of Zubair took place. Therefore, for both, Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse. But now Imam Nawawi, he said something very interesting. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi said in Sharh Sahih Muslim 15-108, also Fath al-Bari 5-40, Zubair's opponent said something very serious. Imam Nawawi said, the scholars have said, if such words as were spoken by this man were to be uttered today by any person, suggesting that the Prophet was following his desire, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is unbelief. And the one who says them would be subject to the ruling of an apostate. He would have to be killed, subject to the conditions. So now think about that. What did the man say? Oh, is it because he's your cousin that you've judged in favor of him? That's what he said. Imam Nawawi said that's kufr, because you're accusing Rasulullah following his desire, and the Quran says he doesn't follow his desire. So now why wasn't he killed then? Because Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani said in Fath al-Bari 5-35-6, some scholars said this man was a munafiq. He was amongst the Ansar, he was a munafiq, and of course the Quran tells you how to deal with the munafiqs, like I mentioned. Try to bring them around, bring them. So this was the way to explain why the Prophet didn't react to him. So why have I mentioned all this at length? Because it's very important to understand that the Quran is a complete unit. You understand? From Alif Lam Mim all the way to Surat Nas, it flows. And if you get reports, even if they're recorded in Bukhari and Muslim, and then there's a jaggedness to the verses, the scholars look how they reacted. He goes, yes, that's definitely happened, but it can't be the reason for the revelation of this verse, because the verse is talking about an incident of the Taghut. But then the scholars dutifully try to reconcile, because maybe that incident happened shortly after that incident. Maybe for both those reasons, Allah Ta'ala gave this verse. And this is why it's important to highlight. But unfortunately, when people read the Quran, they're not interested in that. They're not interested in the flow. But that's also a most magnificent sign of Nubuwwat. Why? Because the Quran was revealed over 23 years. How can something flow beautifully when you've been putting it together for 23 years? There should be jaggedness. And yet it doesn't. It's a complete structure, unique structure of the glorious Quran. Verse 66. If we had ordered them to sacrifice their lives or to leave their homes, very few of them would have done it. But if they had done what they were actually told, it would have been better for them. It would have strengthened them in their iman. Verse 67. And we should then have given them from our presence a great reward. Verse 68. And we would have shown them the straight path. So now, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in these verses? If I had ordered this, meaning I haven't, but if I had ordered, kill yourselves, sacrifice yourself for me, leave your homes, Allah Ta'ala goes, very few of you would have done it. So when people say, my iman strong, Allah Ta'ala, you know better than Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala goes, if I had given a command, do you love me? Kill yourself. Leave your home. He gives you the answer, very few would have done it. Now why was this revealed? So there's a hadith in Qurtubi in his tafsir, Ibn Jarir in his tafsir. The reason is that Thabit ibn Qais ibn Shammas, Sahaba radiallahu, and a Jew, they were boasting about each other's religion. So you got a great Sahaba, Thabit ibn Qais from the Ansar, the auditor of the Prophet, and you got a Jew. And Thabit goes, Islam is the truth, right? So the Jew goes, no, because we are on Haqq, Judaism. The Jew said, to prove his point, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we were ordered to kill ourselves, and we killed ourselves. The number of dead reached 70,000. Thabit responded, radiallahu anhu, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it were written for us to kill ourselves, we would have done it as well. Abu Ishaq As-Sabi'i, he said, he quotes the verse, if we had told them, this was revealed, and a man said, if he had commanded us, we would have done it. Alhamdulillah, who protected us. This reached Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, there are men in my ummah in whom iman is stronger than mountains. So this is the report. So let's break it down. So the Jew and the Muslim are arguing about the truth. And the Jew, this was his golden card. He goes, you think you're better than us? We killed ourselves. Now what was he referring to? He was referring to the worship of the calf. When they were told, you worship the calf, Allah Ta'ala then gave the order. All of you who worship the calf, they need to be killed. So other family members would kill the family who had worshipped the calf. And 70,000 were killed. He's referring to that. But that's not actually killing yourself. Your family kills you. But this is the Bani Israel, they like playing games. So Thabit responded, he goes, if Allah Ta'ala gave us the command, we'd kill ourselves. We wouldn't need family members. So then what happened? A man responded. Now the hadith doesn't say who it is. Who's this man? A man said, if he had commanded us, we would have done it. But Alhamdulillah, he's protected us. Who is this man? Ibn Wahab relates, Imam Malik said, it was Abu Bakr Siddiq. Maki also said this, Imam Qurtubi records this in his tafsir. Naqash said, no, it was Umar ibn al-Khattab. Then Imam Qurtubi said, Abu Bakr said, if it was written for us, I would have killed not only myself, I would have killed all my family. He goes, yeah, no problem. Let me just wipe out my family, then I'll kill myself. Abu Layth As-Samarkandi said that the speaker who said this were actually a few. Ammar ibn Yasir, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, and Thabit ibn Qais, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They said, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to kill ourselves, leave our homes, we would have done it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi then said, iman is stronger in some men of my ummah than mountains. Look how beautiful. So now, was Thabit telling the truth? Yes, he's one of the people who meant it. So Thabit, when he was telling the Jew, if Allah Ta'ala told me to kill myself, no hesitation. The hadith testifies, yes, he's one of them. Abu Bakr Siddiq was one of them. Umar was one of them. Ammar ibn Yasir, one of them. Ibn Mas'ud. But the Quran says, very few of you would have done it. So who are the few? The hadith explains who the few are. But now Imam Qurtubi said something very interesting here in his tafsir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not prescribe that for us. Why? Out of compassion for us. So that our disobedience is not publicly displayed. He didn't want to humiliate you. Allahu Akbar, look at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, we go around saying, my iman's weak, my iman's strong. Is he strong, brother? If Allah Ta'ala gave that order, you would have become munafiq. So out of his kindness, he's given you what you can handle. So Imam Qurtubi said, that's his compassion. Then look what he said, Imam Qurtubi. How many commands we fall short of when it is easy? So how much more would that be the case with this matter when it was difficult? So somebody goes, would you kill yourself? You didn't even pray Fajr. Right? That's an easy command. You didn't pray Zohr. That's an easy command. So Imam Qurtubi goes, you can't even do the things that are easy. So no point blowing your horn and saying, I could. He goes, there it is, there's the sign. Then he said, Imam Qurtubi, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Muhajirun left their homes empty and they went out to seek a life pleasing for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was that community, he says. They were special. They left everything. Houses, property, land, like Suhaib al-Rumi. Suhaib gave everything. He was a very wealthy man. He came penniless. And what did the Prophet say to him? What an excellent bargain, in other words, you gave everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these verses were revealed because of that incident. Have you understood? So when somebody goes to you, what does it mean when it says here? If we had ordered them to sacrifice their lives, leave their homes, very few would have done it. You explain. There was a Muslim and a Jew arguing. And who won the argument? Thabit ibn Qais, because he meant it, radiallahu anhu. But now look how interesting. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? If they had done it, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ فَعَلُوا مَا يُعَذُونَ بِهِ, he promises them four things. Look at these verses. So let's look at these four things. First of all, the people with the greatest iman, they're ready to give their lives, their homes. But those whose iman is not so strong, at least do what you are supposed to do. Submit to the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So look how beautiful. Allah Ta'ala is telling you, this is the ideal. Give your life. If you can't do that, then at least whatever the Prophet says, humble yourself to that. Because that's a lower level of iman. Then look what he says. The stark contrast is thus between the munafiqs who won't even do that and the really devoted men and women who will voluntarily give their lives. Look at the contrast. Munafiqs can't even do the simplest thing. Just humble yourself to the Prophet. The one with the strongest iman, he's ready to give his life. Because look at the contrast. Allah Ta'ala is highlighting in these verses. Chalk and cheese, like you say. North and south. So what are the four things promised? Four blessings are mentioned. Why? In order in which they appeal to the beginner. Meaning Allah Ta'ala has mentioned four things in these verses to encourage you to get stronger in your iman. So what does he say? If you had done it, verse 66, لَقَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ, it would have been better for you. That's the first thing he says. Even though your mind's telling you, fucking my life is better. Fuck, get rid of my house is better. It would have been better for you. Allah Ta'ala says that. Number two, verse 66. وَأَشَدُّ تَثْبِيتًا, it would have strengthened your iman. The second blessing, verse 67. مِنْ لَدُنَّا أَجْرًا عَزِيمًا, we would have given them an incredible reward. Jannah. And verse 68. وَلَحَدَيْنَاهُمْ صِرَاطًا مُسْتَقِيمًا, we would have showed them the straight path. So simply put, first, your own benefit. It is best for you. Allah Ta'ala is only telling you to do something that's good for you. He's not doing it for himself. It's good for you. Even though you might think it's for some other reason. Secondly, it strengthens your iman. Thirdly, Allah Ta'ala gives you from his own presence. His, in other words, your iman gets to a very high level. And then you are shown the straight way without any difficulty. In fact, it becomes more beloved to you than everything. So Allah Ta'ala is telling you beautifully in these verses, if I had ordered you to kill yourselves and given your houses, that seems like a big sacrifice. But no, it's not. I would have given you something better. I would have given you iman. I would have given you Jannah. I would have shown you the straight path. So why is Allah Ta'ala mentioning this after the incident of the Tawhut? Because when you submit yourself to Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger, this is the weakness of iman. That's the submission, meaning you're fighting it somewhat, but you've humbled yourself. But those who are strong have no hesitation in the command of Allah Ta'ala and His Messenger. So Allah Ta'ala has given you nuggets. Look, work, so you can get these treasures I promised you. And Allah Ta'ala never breaks His promise. Whatever Allah Ta'ala says, I'm going to do it. Even if it's for or against me, He's promised me He's going to help me. He's a promise. وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُوا حَدِيثًا وَمَنْ أَسْتَقُوا اللَّهُ حَدِيثًا. So I'll recite the verses. And we will conclude. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما ولو أن كتبنا عليهم أن اقتلوا أنفسكم أو اخرجوا من دياركم ما فعلوه إلا قليل منهم ولو أنهم فعلوا ما يوعظون به لكان خيرا لهم وأشد تثبيتا وإذا لآتيناهم من لدنا أجرا عظيما ولهديناهم صراطا مستقيما.
We pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the Quran the Nabi of our hearts. And I pray to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgives me for any errors which I may have inadvertently uttered. سبحان ربي الحمد لله سبحان الله وما بحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والاصل ان الانسان لفي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواه الحق ورواه الصالح صلى الله عليه وسلم